If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
So earlier today on that Extra Point show, I had our buddy Mike Catalana on. I'm going to give him credit for kind of saying this, which it's not a new thought, but I love that Mike had this perspective. And I want to ask you about this and get into the Myles Garrett discussion, which is, you know, Mike said, we looked back on last week's press conference and he goes, you know, Sal, I mean, I think everybody would kind of said they exceeded expectations this year. I don't think anybody really thought going into the year, oh my God, they're going to go to the AFC championship. Look at all the changes they made. Of course, when you get there, it's still disappointing and it hurts and you're there and you should win. And there's a lot of reasons why that didn't happen. But I like his perspective on they still exceeded expectations and they're actually in a way better spot. And it juices you up for next year to think about where they could be because they should be better than they were. Well, they might be that close to land and think that they should go out and land a player like Myles Garrett on the defensive side. Here we have Brandon Bean last week telling all of us in the media room, Matt, hey, guys like Chris Jones don't come around all the time. You know, teams are just aren't going to give them away. And then just a few days later, Myles Garrett requests a trade from the Cleveland Browns. He's a generational talent at a premium position in a position that you've been searching for years. I mean, how can you not want to aggressively do this? I think you have to be Brandon Bean.
Yeah, I think it's a no-brainer. I feel like they absolutely should be on the phone. They should be making those calls. They should be looking into what it costs. Now, they need to be smart. They need to make sure that they're comfortable giving up the massive haul it would take to get Myles Garrett. I do think, though, he probably has a relatively short list of teams that he would be willing to be traded to. And I know he's under contract, and what leverage does the player have? In this situation, I think a lot. I listened to a couple different Cleveland Browns guests on GR this week talking about, well, he's under contract, like he's going to have to show up. The NFL doesn't work like that quite as much now as it once did. He will be gladly sitting at home, not reporting, and just taking whatever fines come his way if he feels like he deserves to be traded. And he's given that franchise everything you could have asked for and then some. So yeah, I think the Bills should be on the list. I think there's probably 8 or 10 teams realistically that could make the case to make this move. And what's the Bills are the betting favorite, right? They're a long shot, but everybody's a long shot. The Bills are the betting favorite to land Myles Garrett.
I've heard or read people speculate he has a no trade clause. I have not heard that. I don't believe he does actually. In fact, Sports Illustrated wrote an article the other day says he does not have a no trade clause. So I'm not sure where that came from, but I don't think that's the case. Now, what you said is interesting because you said there's going to be a short list of teams he'd be willing to go to, but I don't know if he has a choice, Matt, right? If he wants to be traded and the Browns go, we're trading you, then he gets traded.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's true. I know that, but I feel like from an organizational standpoint, you have to do right by people if they have done right by you. The Browns already don't have a sterling reputation. If they just trade him to the Jags, right? Like it's going to make players even less likely to want to come be part of your organization if you can do everything in your power and then they still don't, you know, take care of you. I just think that it would be bad on the organization to just send the guy. If I was the organization, I would try and send him to a contender, but I would try and send him to a contender in the NFC personally, just to try get him out of get him out of your hair. But if you get an offer you can't refuse from a team that isn't great, then maybe you have to have that conversation. You know what I mean? Like if a team's giving you a top 10 pick and other pieces, it would be just bad business to take a worse pick and send him to a contender. It has to at least be close to make it worth the Browns' while.
Yeah, I mean, Andrew Berry's come out and he still says they're not going to trade him. But I think at this point, everything you said is right. I mean, you know, people see and players watch and pay attention to what's going on. And at some point in time, I think they have to kind of do this, right? Whether that's right around the new league year, which is March 12th, or they wait till after June 1st, where the contract looks a little bit different. Okay, that being said, if Myles Garrett were to be traded to any team, but let's just take the Bills. This is the team we're talking about here, and it's always game day in Buffalo. It's a $13 million cap hit in 2025. Very palatable. He is going to need a new contract at some point. This does not scream to me like, oh my God, you got to give him a new contract right away. It actually feels more like the Stephon Diggs deal where they traded for him. There was a lot of talk of, hey, he's going to need a new contract. They did something the year later. I'm fine with that. To me, that's why, and a big reason why you do this is $13 million. I mean, that's totally worth it. Now you do have Greg Rousseau, who's scheduled to also make $13 million as a defensive end on his fifth-year deal. Maybe that's something that you have to kind of figure out. Obviously, you have Von Miller. I don't think he would be here. He probably won't be anyway. But how do you look at what the compensation would be, how you fit the money, and how aggressive the Bills should want to make it work based on what the, as I said, compensation would be?
Yeah, I think the compensation is very manageable. He'd get a massive contract, and he deserves a massive contract. He has more sacks than any player under 30 has ever had in the history of the NFL. So clearly the production is there. He has been a durable player. He's been available. He is a well-rounded player. This is not like a guy who can just go get after the quarterback and then kills you when they run the ball and all the other areas. He's not that guy. So I feel like that's another reason why the Bills need to be aggressively pursuing him. The only thing that really is a knock against the Bills is I just don't know what assets they could give up that would really entice the Browns unless you really overcompensated. Because for the Bills, the 30th pick, it's a first round pick, but not really. You know what I mean? So like you're going to give them multiple firsts. You're giving them at least your first this year, your first next year, and then probably other things. So you would have to be okay moving on from those assets to go get a guy like this. I would be. The age is a little bit of a concern, just a little bit of a concern.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for
in Dax's domain. We see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell. Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.